You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. LED is a Boise-based dance and music troupe. The group formed back in 2015, and they fuse original music with fresh choreography. And recently, LED got a nod in the dance world outside of Idaho. The group was just listed in Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch feature for 2020. The group is the brainchild of creative duo and partners Lauren Edson and Andrew Stensis. And this artistic power couple is joining us live in studio to talk more about this. Thanks for being here. Good to have you back.
Good to be here.
So first off, tell us about the moment when you learned that LED was going to be included in the Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch list. What was that like?
Well, I've followed this list for years. That's always filled with amazing choreographers or companies, and it's always felt like it was something that was hard to attain and really one that was so prestigious. We learned about this in August and were told that we had to keep our mouths shut for many months, which is not easy.
That's hard.
The editor who nominated us and who relayed the news said, "You can't even tell your mom." And that was difficult to keep in for that long. This list is so so big for the magazine that they and the news has gotten out prior to it being published before, and so they are really cautious about giving the information out.
But yeah, and so it's fun to be, you know, I didn't know enough about this until Lauren would started telling me about it as our relationship blossomed, and she's like, "It's 25 to watch is a big deal," and so the fact that we did get it, and now that I'm educated and know about it, is, you know, being on that list and sandwiched between two national artists like Gabrielle Hamilton, who's a super talent in New York and is on Broadway, and this Maya Taylor, who's a choreographer that just won a MTV Music Award for, you know, Solange Knowles' video and has worked with Arcade Fire and St. Vincent, to name a few. It just feels like a big tip of the hat, and we're humbled.
So for people who may not know about Dance Magazine and then this particular honor, I mean, it sounds like a really big deal to be featured on this. Especially just in the company that you're keeping on.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it started, I don't even know how many years ago, but Misty Copeland, who is an exceptional, I mean, dance artist and a phenomenal activist. We are feeling like it's exciting because they kind of forecast breakout stars for the coming year, and to be on a national stage feels like this is what we've wanted. We've known that our work is, of course, quality, and Boise supports us in huge ways and has made this possible for us. But to get some outside validation from people who are seeing hundreds and hundreds of companies and artists internationally, it's really, really cool.
So, Lauren, you were raised here in Boise, but you attended Juilliard for dance, and then you came back to Boise, and you were a dancer for the Trey McIntyre Project.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your process when you decided to develop new work at LED, and then, you know, how your training, you know, helps with that.
Yeah. So I loved dancing with Trey McIntyre Project. I feel like that was the company that felt at home to me, and to have it literally in my hometown was serendipitous and awesome. My desire to create my own work and movement started to grow bigger and bigger, and it felt like the natural transition to freelance. And then when I met Andrew, we collaborated for the first time, and that creation was really what spurred LED. I think what really is different about what we do in terms of dance and any creation is what we do together, because we're pushing each other in places that feels a little bit uncomfortable. And while my training is, I've had a lot of training, I feel like to have that juxtaposed with somebody who just sees something so pure and raw and can give real input that often when you're so isolated in the dance world, you don't get that outside perspective. And obviously what Andrew and I do musically and choreographically is different.
And Andrew, you're a musician. I mean, you lived in Portland in the mm-hmm. early 2000s. Yeah. You were in a regional touring band, and then you came to Boise,
yes.
and you helped teach at Boise Rock School.
Yes.
And then you founded a new band. Am I saying this right? Edmond Dantes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so what is it like?
Count of Monte Cristo.
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go. All right.
Literary reference.
Literary reference right there, you know? So what's it like for you now to work in a medium, you know, like dance? I mean, how is that maybe similar or different from creating music?
It's kind of, they're so in tandem in the sense that obviously dance is directly related to the sounds happening around it. And so it's really cool to put a visual to the songwriting process and to be able to see that. So if Lauren introduces some choreography she's been working on or an idea that she has, it's unique to be able to see something visually before you put any sonic, you know, application to it. So it's and she made me a fan of dances. I mean, I kind of, that's how I wanted to impress her when we first started dating. So I was learning a little bit here and there and trying to be
throwing
like
throwing out some dance terminology.
She's gonna ask me what I thought, and I'm gonna have to get some intellectual things to say about
it. You can't
this.
Say that was cool. That was good.
It's pretty cool. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know.
No,
that,
but
that,
I when I first saw her perform with TMP, for the first time I saw her perform, I definitely got it. I mean, I definitely understood the artistry involved in not only the movement of these athletic creatures on stage, but also the choreographer that puts it all together and how in depth and how just incredible it is. And so I got it right out of the get-go, so I don't want to sell myself too short. I understand that.
Giving yourself as a prop, right?
But Lauren's musicality and her ability to kind of tell me what she needs sonically sometimes when she says, "Oh, that's not quite what I'm thinking," and she'll give me an example.
Did she say it that nicely?
She does. But she's pretty sweet.
But I think we often surprise each other too. I mean, something that I might think I want, I don't really need, or I shouldn't. It feels a little too on the nose. So I think we're often surprising each other.
Yeah, and it's partnerships when you're married and have kids together and are working together can.
Yeah, I don't know how you're still together when you put all that in there.
You know, it's worked out, so we just keep riding the wave.
Away.
Yeah. We're feeling good. It's you know, there's heat involved, but that friction can generate some pretty good creativity. Yeah.
So as you said, you're married. I mean, you have two babes now, right?
A brand new babe. Yeah.
So when you are creating, you've also added this other element, and it's the filmmaking aspect of LED. How do you see that role? You know, when you create with film, but also, do you think that helped you get on this list? Because you don't have to tour in a way.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can be on this list, but you don't necessarily have to be in Boise to see what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I think for us as artists, cinema is incredibly inspiring, and we want to make our work as big and visceral as a good movie can be. I think we have connected with a lot more people because of the films that we've made, and accessibility is like our number one mission. We want people to experience the work, and so I think like it definitely feels like our hope is to integrate all three and find ways that film can offer a new perspective into an experience that is often only in the theater. You know, I think dance feels like it's moving in new ways, and film is certainly the one that we're trying to use.
So before I let you go, what's in store for 2020?
All those details you just heard about right there are going to be coming together to create.
But it's all going to come.
We've got
ideas. We're being watched now, so we're.
I know, right? So the pressure's on now.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be good. We've got big things planned with Tree Fort coming up, and then a tour in April, and a brand new premiere in the fall. So we've got a lot of stuff in the works and film. And
we're excited to work with Kyle Mork again on a collaboration. He's extremely talented cinematographer and filmmaker. So we've got an idea that we're putting into motion, and it's going to be over the course of this year that we put it together.
Well, what an exciting time for your company, especially to be put on this list. And I mean, good for you for keeping a secret for that long.
It
sounds like they probably would have taken you off the list.
I did tell my mom. And so
all the people that don't know how to use social media.
There you go. That's all that works. We've been talking with Lauren Edson and Andrew Stensis of the Boise-based performing arts group, LED. The arts group was recently named in Dance Magazine's 25 to Watch list. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters and joining us today. Always appreciate your participation. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And did you know that Idaho Matters, we have a podcast? What we would love if you can do this, maybe rate us or subscribe. I'd hope you give us a good rating. Anyway, it's Wednesday, because, you know, if you listen, I would assume you like it. It's Wednesday. Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.